KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of flurries and a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Reminder, the school buses for the Cam School District are once again running on the hard surfaced roads only today. In the news, Red Oak Police early this morning arrested a man on drug charges following a traffic stop at the intersection of North 5th and East Corning Streets in Red Oak. 34-year-old Samuel Jacob Whiteacre of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2:25 a.m. on charges of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense, unlawful possession of prescription pills, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. Whiteacre was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on a $2,000 cash bond. A dog is being credited with saving a Clarinda family from a house fire. Clarinda Fire Chief Roger Williams says firefighters were called just before 3:30 a.m. Tuesday to the home in Clarinda. Williams said the family dog awoke a 17-year-old girl who was then able to get her mother and a man out of the house. Williams said there were no smoke alarms in the rented home. The teen was treated at a health center for smoke inhalation and no one else was injured. Williams said the fire apparently started in a living room couch, but the exact cause of the fire had remained under investigation. The Audubon Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Monday of 20-year-old Kira Spring Eng of Irwin on a charge of criminal mischief in the third degree. Eng was transported to the Audubon County Jail, where she was held pending an appearance before a magistrate. And on Saturday, 27-year-old Carl Joseph Musser of Hamlin was arrested in Audubon for driving under suspension. Musser was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released on a promise to appear in court. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County say a Pottawatomie County woman had turned herself into the sheriff's office Tuesday morning. 39-year-old Julie Ann Lucci of Walnut was arrested on an outstanding Audubon County warrant for probation violation associated with an OWI conviction in 2016. Lucci posted a cash bond and was released. She's scheduled to appear in court on February 13th. Police in Creston said Tuesday that the drivers of two vehicles were cited following a collision Monday afternoon. 24-year-old Christopher Mark Bollinger of Creston was cited for failure to provide proof of insurance, and 41-year-old Christina Marie McEwen of Des Moines was cited for failure to yield upon left turn after McEwen tried to turn left into a private drive off of Highway 34. In the process, McEwen turned in front of Bollinger's vehicle as he was traveling east on the highway. The Bollinger was unable to stop in time. Damage amounted to $1,800. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a resident of the 2200 block of South Cherry Road in Creston had reported Monday morning that a man and woman had broken into her home and fled when she discovered them. The pair got away with property valued at $1,575. The items included a Sony laptop computer, a meat slicer, a wallet, a DeWalt drill and bits, and a Canon camera. The Creston Police Department said yesterday they'd made an arrest in connection with a theft or attempted theft last Friday of property from at least a dozen vehicles. 18-year-old Jonathan Palmer of Creston was arrested at his home Monday and was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. Palmer faces 13 counts of burglary in the third degree. Authorities say the vehicles that he had entered were all unlocked and most were parked along the street. Some coins, cash, and other personal property was reported missing following the reported incidents. In the funeral announcements, Gene Purdy, age 70, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Funeral services for Gene Purdy will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. James J. Wolfe, age 81, of Exira, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for James J. Wolfe will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Candace Rink, age 68, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Candace Rink will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Rink and Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Erna Molbauer Odendahl, age 90, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Erna Molbauer Odendahl will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30, at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Pamela Everhart, age 66, of Atlantic, died January 22nd. A celebration of life service for Pamela Everhart will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Martin Mattis Funeral Home in Emmitsburg, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic assisting. Martina Brahini, age 91, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A massive Christian burial for Martina Brahini will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Edward John, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Edward John will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Grace Munt, age 97, of Lenox and formerly of Corning, died Monday at the Lenox Care Center. Memorial services for Grace Munt will be Saturday at the Corning United Methodist Church in Corning, with the Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning in charge of arrangements. Virginia Archibald, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at her home. A cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Virginia Archibald will be held at a later date with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. Again, a reminder, the CAM school district buses are running on the hard-surfaced roads only today. And our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.